stocks, bonds, ETFs, straight out of downtown Chicago. This is Zach's Market Edge.
Welcome to Zach's Market Edge, the podcast about investing in your life. I'm your host, Tracy Reinick, and this week I'm joined by Eric Dutrum, Zach's editor of The Surprise Trader and the ETF investor, and basically the only one who will come on this podcast when I want to talk about restaurants, which is what we're talking about again today. Why is that? No one else. They all ditch me.
I don't know. They don't have the same, you know, affinity for these, you know, restaurant brands that we do.
I guess so. At least you're admitting it. Yeah. At least you admit you.
And we're going to have to do a chicken one after this. I think we already
decided. And we did do a burger one way back in the day. So we're going to have to revisit the burgers because I feel like the burgers are over now. And now we're talking about the in thing with it, which is pizza.
Definitely.
Most people don't even realize that this is hot area.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen really great performances from the companies. And I mean, we're seeing a lot more ads and just everything is really trending towards pizza, it seems.
It is. Now, I have to say there's been all this kind of like doom and gloom over the restaurant chains, including the burgers and the pizzas, about how suddenly the consumer's not going out there and eating out and it's a sign of the economy weakening and all of this. But as you just said, we just got a whole bunch of earnings reports from these pizza guys and I didn't see any. Well, we'll talk about if there was any weakness.
Yeah, there certainly was some.
There was a little bit, but overall, these were good reports.
Yeah, and you know, like you pointed out, it's really a by-company issue for the restaurant space at large. Yeah, big companies like McDonald's have been a little weak, but we had Jack in the Box do reasonably well, considering. There's been some other smaller companies that have done well. So you really can't throw out every company in this sector. I think you have to dive in and consider some of the company-specific issues. And, I mean, pizza has just been a star lately, it seems. So,
yeah, it's kind of hard to believe because obviously in America, we've been eating it for quite some time. We all ate it in college and just in general, it's like some people eat it once a week or more. So you don't think of it as kind of this area that's still growing. But, you know, you and I always talk about this. We always have to look into the largest pizza chains because there's so many mom and pop pizza parlors around the country that it's hard, even after all this time, for the big chains to really dominate this space. So I looked up on this excellent website called Pizza Industry. It's all things pizza.
Imagine
if you
want to
know, yes, about marketing. And they list out the largest pizza chains by size every year. So we only have through 2015 for now because we're not done with 2016 yet. But number one was Pizza Hut, and they have 15,600 units. So that's pretty massive.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize they were that big. And then you have Domino's, number two. They have 11,600, or give or take some. These are 2015 numbers. Little Caesars, number three, with 4,000. Papa John's, number four. They also have 4,000, a little over four. And then you have Papa Murphy's. We're going to talk about them. They drop all the way down to 1,400. Those are the top five. So you went from 15,000 with Pizza Hut to Papa Murphy's with 1,400. And then suddenly number six is California Pizza Kitchen with just 290.
Wow.
So you can really see that even though you have these top five, they're not even that big
right.
in the grand scheme of things.
Right.
So that's why where you can still see the growth, like you think there can't be another Domino's, but there can.
Yeah, I know a lot of people might not hope that there's another Domino's out there. I mean, you and I would disagree with that. We're big fans. But yeah, the pizza market is very spread out. And I think a lot of people don't really realize just how spread out of a market it is. And that we always forget about these mom and pop places that really take up a decent size of market share. And I mean, hey, we're in one of the pizza capitals of the world here in Chicago. And, you know, there's a pizza place on almost every corner, it seems. So,
yeah, and they're all thriving.
Right, right. And but, I mean, it does give a good opportunity for some of these bigger names to sort of steal some market share. And, you know, even if the pizza market doesn't grow, there's plenty of room for these bigger guys to become even bigger.
Yeah. We do have to mention one area, too, because there's a lot of these other places you can get pizza, not just the mom and pops that sell pizza, but you don't really think about them. We were talking about this, too, because you brought up your favorite, Costco.
Yes.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I've not tried their pizza, but it does have a cult fans.
And like I'm definitely
yourself.
In that cult, but Yeah, I mean, Costco is a massive store, and I know before this podcast, I was asking, hey, well, what about Costco? And you sort of scoffed at it.
I did.
But they're actually, what number was it?
Yeah, they have over 500 stores now in the United States. So, and most of them have the food court with the pizza. So if you put them in with the 500 stores, they would rank around the 14th largest pizza chain. But they just sell by the slice, right?
I think you can get a whole pizza as well.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, I think that's what the order ahead type thing.
Okay,
is,
yeah, but they now have that.
Yeah, where you can... I mean, it's a great deal. I can't talk highly enough about the Costco pizza.
What is the deal? Like, what do you get when you order? Does it come with a drink?
Price, yeah, I mean, one of their things is, you know, bring people in with some of these lower price items like the food, and you know, if you're going to be there shopping around Costco for an hour, you're probably going to get a work up an appetite.
I guess so.
You want a $2 slice of pizza? So
yeah, okay, something to keep in mind.
Yeah,
the next time I'm there, I have to try it now.
Definitely.
Okay, so we're going to not really talk about most of those kinds of pizza companies, though. We're going to talk about mostly the standalone guys.
Right, the ones that are focused in on pizza.
Yeah, and that are publicly traded. So let's start off with Pizza Hut because it's the biggest, but it's not my favorite. What do you think about Pizza Hut right here? They're owned by Yum Brands, so ticker is YUM.
Yeah.
They're kind of just stuck in there with Yum, which, you know, has the Taco Bell and the KFC.
Right.
And I don't know. I feel like they've lost their mojo.
Yeah. I mean, Yum has come back a bit. It's currently a Zach's rank number 3. But it's really come back because the China situation has improved. And I think until we get this China division.
They're spinning it off.
Spun off from the actual U.S. division. It's really hard to like Yum as a pure pizza play,
right,
given, as you said, some of these other divisions that they have. It's, you know, at best a marginal pizza play, given how many other areas the company's in. So
I know, I agree. They're spinning off China by October 31st, 2016. So that'll be gone. The weird thing is, I used to like Yum Brands because of China. Like, that's why you wanted to own it. Now I'm like, meh, China, they have their issues over there now. So I'd rather own the domestic. And then I do like the pizza play. I actually kind of like all their standalone companies, but not, as you said, as a combined entity, because I feel like they lose their focus. Like, maybe they're going to, and there has been a lot of talk about people wanting them to spin off each of the chains unto themselves, because obviously with 15,000 Pizza Huts, that's a pretty big chain unto itself.
Yeah, and I think that was a complaint of a lot of investors even a couple of years ago, was that, hey, you're just focusing on the China division. What about the U.S. division? And, you know, we've started to see them take a little bit of focus on this this area lately. We've seen a bunch of new products roll out with all their main companies, be it Taco Bell or KFC. And, you know, they're starting to reap the benefits from that. So I think a further division can only really help Yum Brands. But until then, it's really hard to like it as a pizza play.
Now, where are they falling short? Because they always had pretty good quality pizza, I felt, just under my layperson's opinion. They always had the pan. It was always good.
Yeah.
I feel like they're a little late maybe in the app area, the digital side.
Yeah. I guess sort of transitioning over to Domino's, because that's really what where they've dominated. I mean, Domino's has done a fantastic job of, you know, getting so many different ways for people to order pizza as easily as possible. And yeah, Pizza Hut did have a couple, you know, innovations in this area, but they're just starting to catch up with, like, the emoji ordering, I think it was their latest thing.
Yeah.
But Domino's has really been a leader in this area, and I think it's really helped them capture a larger market of young people, and it's really kept them on the cutting edge.
Okay, so in the second quarter, Domino's domestic same-store sales up 9.7%. That is still, like, a shocking number for anyone who's not aware of restaurants. Anything over 5% is basically crushing it. But if you're at 9.7, I don't think anyone else that I've heard of so far yet is anywhere even close to that. Compared to Pizza Hut, they were flat. So we had flat. At least it wasn't negative, but they were flat. And then we have 9.7. A lot of it is from the digital. And then but this would be true of all of them. Commodity costs have come down a bit because they've locked in cheese prices at a decent level.
Definitely.
And all of that.
And, you know, even in just some of the companies that have reported thus far, we've seen commodity price declines be a real key for some of their outperformance. So it's definitely hitting the pizza chains as well.
Yeah. Now, what about Papa John's? That's another one. They had pretty good same-store sales. They were up 4.8%. And then they raised their North American sales guidance from 2 to 4 to 3 to 5. So like I just said, if you're around 5, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Papa John's is Zach's ranked number 2 right now. So they've been seeing some pretty strong earnings estimate activity right now. But forward P of 30, so it's getting a little pricey there. But as we
but they're all pricey.
Yeah.
I looked this up because I was like, oh, is anyone cheap? And Domino's is trading at 35 times. And even Yum, which I feel is like one of the hated ones, just in general,
right,
is at 24 times.
Yeah. So I mean, none of them are cheap in this space for sure. But, you know, it really comes back to this idea we talked about at the beginning of, do you believe they can continue to steal market share? There's plenty of market share out there. People in America aren't going to tire a pizza anytime soon, as we've seen. So it's really, can they just keep expanding this brand into other areas and make it even easier for people to order pizza? Because that seems to be kind of the big difference between a lot of these big guys and some of the ones that have struggled, is this ease of ordering and just making it, you know, as easy as anything to order the pizza.
Kind of shifting gears a little bit. Those are the three kind of big pure plays, and obviously in the top five of size. But there's one we've talked about a lot, which is not totally pure, but they make pizza for small town America, and it's called Casey's General Stores. Their ticker is CASY. And so they combine the pizza with convenience stores and then gasoline. So you pull up, you fill up. You get the pizza on the inside, but people swear by the Casey's pizza, kind of like your love of the Costco. They love the Casey's. And these are generally found in smaller towns, like I said, but like under 5,000 people. So you probably won't have a Pizza Hut or a Domino's, or it's not as likely to have those. So that they found this like special niche that is also, you know, serving this market. And they've had pretty good same-store sales. They had, they reported fourth quarter in June, so we haven't found out first quarter yet. They're not reporting till September. But they had same-store sales up 8.2%, but that includes their, like, prepared food and fountains, so sodas and all of that. But, you know, the pizza's a big portion of that.
Yeah.
And they launched a mobile app, of course, and online ordering. And then they also have this Casey's Club thing where you can sign up, kind of like how Domino's is now doing it too. Like if you're a frequent user, you can, you know, get special coupons and discounts and all that stuff.
Right.
So that should help them fuel some forward sales there. And I think they're starting like even pizza delivery, which is another, which I saw a little tidbit about that. So Casey's a little bit cheaper. Their PE is only 23.
Yeah. You know, Casey's a real interesting company in this area. I know it's been in the surprise trader in maybe a couple months ago, maybe year ago, but it's a company that needs lower gas prices so that people will come into the store and, you know, use their savings. But if it's too low, then investors start to get worried that, hey, you know, your overall revenues are down.
Right.
So they need to be in this weird sweet spot for gasoline prices that, you know, makes it not really a primary play on the pizza choice.
Right.
So that's definitely something to consider. If you think gas prices are going to stay in this range that they're at right now, I think it's a very compelling choice. But if gas gets too low, it actually ends up hurting the company in a weird way.
Right. They have 1,900 stores, give or take. So that would place them in the top five of pizza makers. It's kind of weird to think that. It just goes to show you again, like pizza's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like unknown people selling pizza. Okay, so let's talk about the one that isn't doing so well. It's a little bit different take on the pizza, but that would be Papa Murphy's. They have 1,400 stores, like I said, but this is their slogan is take and bake. So it's more, you know, they make it fresh for you there and you take it home and you cook it in the oven.
Right.
So what's going wrong there? No one wants to cook?
I mean, yeah, isn't that why like, you get pizza in the first place? So you don't have to cook?
So.
I mean, that was kind of the baffling part to me. Papa Murphy's, Zach's ranked number 4 right now. In their most recent report, they cited an increasingly competitive market. So they're definitely feeling the pressure.
They did.
I know the pizzas, at least here in Chicago area, they can be like $12 or $13. And then you look at Domino's and you're selling like a $6, $7 pizza. And it's the question becomes, why do I want to pay twice as much so I have to bake it as well?
Yeah.
So I think that's the problem. It's just basically almost the business model, I guess, at least.
But it's worked all these years. Yeah. I know, because we've argued, like, who wants to bake it? But there is something to be said about, you know, cooking it in your own oven and smelling it and all of that stuff.
Sure.
And it's, I don't know, there just is something to be said about that. Same store sales were down 4% in the second quarter. At company owned, though, they were down 6.6. That's not good.
Yeah. I mean, this is coming from a guy that uses his toaster oven 7 days a week. So,
right. You know, you would maybe be their prime audience. Like, who else is going to take and bake?
That's true. So,
although it might not fit in a toaster oven. Yeah. Wouldn't it be bigger? You'd probably have to cut it in half or something. Yeah. Stick it in there. This is an option, though. Do they have any, like, right in downtown Chicago?
No, I think they're all in the burbs. I
think that's right. Okay, so Papa Murphy's, we can't help you. We tried. But they're actually trading at 20 times. So a little bit, I guess, cheaper, if you can call it that, compared to any of these other guys. But let's talk a little bit about the charts on these. They're all, except Papa Murphy's, which did sell off on this last earnings report, even Yum Brands, they're all trading at basically all-time record highs, like multi-year. Some of them, it's like 20-year highs. So should anyone be getting in here? I got asked this question on Twitter, like, oh, which of these should I hold for the next 12 months? Are there any? Like, okay, in full disclosure, I own some Domino's, but I bought it a while ago.
Yeah, that was a good pick.
It was, but I wasn't as smart enough to buy it when it was, you know, $20. Yeah. So I'm not exactly rolling in tons of gains.
Dough.
Right, dough. But I own a few shares. But I just, even though I really like the company and they're crushing it, I haven't wanted to add more because at 35 times, I'm just, you know, me and a lot of people on StockTwits are like, how high can it go? Yeah. Even though it does have the good growth projections. All these companies actually have double-digit growth projections. I looked up Domino's, 2016 earnings supposed to grow about 20% and the same for 2017. And a couple of them have really good international sales as well.
Yeah.
I mean, don't forget about, you know, Domino's in India and things like that going on.
Yeah, Domino's has a grade of B for its growth right now. So it is seeing some impressive metrics when you compare it to a lot of other companies out there. But a value score of D. So, you know, it's a little bit concerning how much it's run up. So I have a hard time recommending it right now.
Would you recommend any of these? I mean, which one would you be in if you had to buy one?
You know, I mean, definitely not Casey's, but...
really? See, I kind of like Casey's.
Sorry, definitely not Fresh, but I think Casey's is a possible choice. It does have a VGM score of A as well, so could be a better pick fundamentally. Forward PE of about 23.
I know,
so
it's not as expensive.
Not as expensive, not exactly a pure play, but given the overall economic environment, I think it's probably a good choice.
I kind of like Small Town America, too. I feel like that, I mean, they dominate that. That's why you go and you order your pizza from them, because there isn't, you know, mom and pops haven't opened up in the small towns.
Right. And I mean, any of them, though, I still think there is plenty of growth potential. I know anytime we get pizza here at the office, we usually get Domino's.
We do.
People keep saying, oh, you're getting Domino's. So I think
they mock us.
Yeah, there's still a lot of people that haven't really transitioned over to a lot of these, you know, other brands out there. So I think that's, there's still a big target market out there that hasn't really been tapped.
Yeah. Right. They know that it's not just about price, although that plays a portion of it. But, you know, several years ago, what really turned around Domino's was that new sauce they got. They got a new crust and a new sauce, and they really decided that, you know, it was not going to taste like cardboard anymore. Like, yes, it did at one point taste like cardboard, but they really improved on that. And then they've just been, you know, several of the companies launched the pan to go after the Pizza Hut advantage in the pan area. And then they've all launched these side dishes and like little weird bites and you know, other like desserts and things like that. So
you know what, it kind of reminds me of where the burger industry was a couple years ago. We saw these better burgers, and you know, the focus was on, hey, other toppings, and let's charge people for more toppings and try and get some extra sales that way. We're seeing this with a lot of pizza names now. We're seeing a lot more innovation, as you pointed out, some of the like the bread bites and other things like that. So you know, maybe the innovation trend in the restaurant business is starting to shift over to pizza, it seems.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, burgers.
That's right. Burble bubbles popped.
It's time for pizza. Okay, so if you're interested in any of these stocks, I'm going to run through the tickers real quick again. Papa John's is PZZA. That's easy to understand.
Definitely best ticker of the group.
Yeah. You can only get one of those, so then everyone else had to settle for something else. Domino's, DPZ. Yum Brands is just Yum, which is Pizza Hut, Y-U-M. Papa Murphy's is Fresh. I kind of like that one. F-R-S-H is that ticker. Casey's General Stores is C-A-S-Y. And if you must go to Costco and you're there and you want to try their pizza, their ticker is C-O-S-T. They're not cheap either. Trading
That's right.
31 times. I had to look that one up too because I thought they can't be cheap either.
Yeah, I should mention I do own some Costco shares in my portfolio. So
because of the pizza.
Yeah.
So you had to get it. That's what the world revolves around, the pizza.
Exactly.
Okay, so if you want to read anything else that Eric is writing about and talking about on Zacks.com, you can find it all over there. He has a lot of really good ETF articles. There's no ETFs on pizza yet, though.
No, there's a restaurant ETF of the symbol's Bite, B-I-T-E.
I like that.
But yeah, that's about it for the whole restaurant area.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that you have to be in all or all or nothing for that
there's
one.
There's no pizza ETF.
There's not enough pizzas yet. Okay. I'll wait for that one, though. You know it's really hot when you get a pizza ETF.
That's right.
But
that'll be the time to sell.
Right. Did they ever make a burger one? No.
No.
I wonder if there was discussion. I bet there was when that was really hot.
Yeah.
And then that went away when the burgers kind of quieted down. Okay. So you can check out all of his articles over there. And also, if you're interested in Surprise Trader or ETF Investor, he's running those also on Zacks.com. You can take a trial over there. My articles are on there too. And you can check out our other podcasts. We did the burger one, like I said. I think we did another just general. Oh, who's the next Chipotle? We did that one. That was interesting. So check out that one. Maybe I'll link to that.
We got a whole series. We got to put them all together.
Yeah, we do. And we have to revisit the burgers. So stay tuned for a revisit of the burgers because something, there might be some value there now.
That's true.
Those were crazy overpriced before.
Yeah, it could be a good topic for your new podcast, the value investor.
Well, none of them are really values yet.
Yeah.
But maybe if they get there, then I will talk about it over there just by myself.
That's right.
No one to talk with me. But yes, check out all of our other food podcasts because for some reason we love it. Also on Zacks.com, on SoundCloud, and on iTunes. So I'll see you all next week again.